It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Congratulations. You just made it through the biggest eating holiday of the year. The fridge is full with leftovers. And the last thing you probably want to talk about is food, right? Well, travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, is here to tell us about some food destinations in the region worth traveling for. We know you're going to be getting out and about for the holidays, and do not be fooled into thinking this is Wednesday. Sorry, folks, it's only Monday, but so nice to see Elaine LaBalme. Welcome back, Elaine.
Hey, it's great to be here. And you know what? Those Thanksgiving leftovers will eventually run out. You're going to need some food options.
It's been 4 or 5 days. I mean, if you're still eating the leftovers, you might. Yeah.
I think we've only got enough through tonight. So you see, tomorrow I'm already going to be thinking, all right, where are we eating?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, New Girl, once again, we're talking food, meals for which it's worth making a special trip. And I have to ask, do you plan your trips around where you're going to eat? Do you do that?
Well, you know, to a certain extent, yes, I do. Guilty as charged. I always know where I'm going to eat when I go somewhere. I mean, my husband's like, what about serendipity? You leave nothing to chance. And, you know, absolutely. Sometimes we just happen to stumble on something or someone gives us a tip and we go someplace. But by and large, when I'm going somewhere, I know where I'm going to eat. And there are places that I go to repeatedly because there is a particular place that I do like to eat, and I will seek it out and I will make other destinations work so that I can eat at a particular place. And certainly several of the places we'll talk about today fill the bill. And the neat thing about these is that these are all very close to Pittsburgh. So you can, you know, make a day trip out of this. And believe me, I have many times on some of these. They're that good.
And if you make a day trip, you know what that makes you?
A day tripper?
Yes. Very good. Very good. So you've got a list of 5 special places in the region for food, glorious food. So first up is Clem's in Blairsville.
Now, I have to ask you, do you know Clem's in Blairsville?
I should. I don't.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
You've been in and around Pittsburgh a lot. Now, I find
sure
that folks who are either native Pittsburghers or have been here a long time, certainly in southwestern PA, know this place. And I learned about this through my son's hockey posse, as it were, a lot of hockey parents. This is on US 22. It's somewhere between, I guess, Delmont and Johnstown, maybe closer to Indiana, PA, probably about 10-minute drive from Indiana, PA, and it is a barbecue joint. That's all they do, and they've got those big barbecue, you know, cooker things. What do they call it?
Barbecues?
The pits. There we go. They have those pits right out near the parking lot. It just stuns me how a place with barbecue this good could be in the middle of pretty much nowhere in central Pennsylvania. It is some of the best barbecue I have had in America, and I think you know, Paul, I am a barbecue connoisseur. The first time I had barbecue chicken there, I ordered a drumstick and I picked it up and the chicken fell off the bone. My son looked at me and said, "It's fallen off the bone." I'm like, "Yes, truly, fallen off the bone chicken." The barbecue, the ribs are to die for. You will want to make a pilgrimage to this place, and you will do it over and over and over. I absolutely recommend the ribs and the chicken. The sides, the baked beans are awesome, the potato salad, and their sauce. They sell it in jars, these big mason jars, and you can take it with you. And you must. We put that sauce on everything year round. Clem's, it's an institution.
On your turkey?
You know, my son puts it on everything. I'm sure he has put it on turkey. He puts it on bacon. He puts it on anything. Just go next weekend, okay, and then report back to me.
Okay, will do. Sounds great. Next up is John J. Jeffries in Lancaster, a big one for fans of farm to table cuisine, far and wide. And this is a big trend in food is the farm to table.
It absolutely is. And this is a place. This is the sort of the opposite, the polar opposite almost of Clem's. Clem's is casual, and this place is it's a little bit more elegant and refined. But it's two chefs who originally worked in the Baltimore region. And they came to Lancaster City, not Lancaster County, sort of when you think Amish. This is more the city, sort of the artsy center of town. And it's right in the Lancaster Arts Hotel. And this is the place that probably does more local organic meats and vegetables than any other place in central PA. Dining there, I've had the great good fortune of eating there several times now. I have never had a bad meal. Not only are they very good on sourcing local organic food, but they also source and carry Pennsylvania wines. And they only carry 3 or 4 or 5, but they're amazing. And for those who say, oh, no, no good wine in PA, let me tell you, you just try some of the wines that they serve at John J. Jeffries. They will blow your mind. But on a recent meal, I had their shrimp and grits again. It is a singular.
Shrimp and grits.
They do shrimp and grits with chorizo sausage. They put bacon in it, vegetables. So good. They do this. I had this pork with sweet potato mash on the side. Just pork dish always at John J. Jeffries. Just really good quality stuff. Poached beaten pumpkin salad was excellent. You're not going to have a bad thing to eat there. It is worth getting out of your way to Lancaster City for a meal.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalm, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. And in Philly, you go out of your way for Paisanos, something that you call a heart attack waiting to happen. So do we really want to do this?
Well, you know,
I mean, all the things you're describing are delicious. And, oh, you know, I mean, I'm sure Pavlov's dogs are you know, doing their thing as they listen to this. But, you know, at what point do people have to think about their health? And are there healthy alternatives
here's the thing, in
your planning here?
Well, okay, now, here's what I would say. Now, these are not places I go to every week or every month. You probably go to these places several times a year. But if you at all have the chance to get to any of these places, you do and you indulge. Because you have that one Paisano sandwich, even though I say it's a heart attack waiting to happen. If you had it every week.
What's on it?
Well, here's the deal. My favorite is the Paisano. Beef brisket, horseradish mayo, roasted tomatoes, pepperoncino, sharp provolone, and a fried egg, which just kind of drizzles all over the whole thing. It is as big, and I'm looking at your hands right now, it is as big as your fist. It is huge. It is stuffed. It's on this crusty roll. It's one of the best sandwiches you will eat anywhere. I would say throwdown between a Primanti sandwich and a Paisano sandwich. There's a throwdown for
wow.
you. And I'm not going to say who's going to win, but that Paisano sandwich in Philly represents. Got to have it.
Circling back across the state and to our Western neighbor, I hear you never miss Melt when you're in Cleveland.
Oh, this is a favorite place of mine. Gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, 150 beers. I was there recently and I had the November special, which was pretty much a Thanksgiving meal inside of a grilled cheese sandwich. I have never had a bad sandwich. They're all served with their hand-cut fries, a really spicy coleslaw. Melt in Cleveland. If you're in Cleveland, you must have a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich at Melt.
And a bit closer to home, you have a sushi spot that dazzles the San Franciscan in you. And
this place just blows my mind. And this is in the South Hills, Little Tokyo. When we left San Francisco, I thought, well, you know, we're not going to be on the coast. I'll never have good sushi again. The fish, the quality is so absolutely fresh. The black marlin, the white tuna, nigiri style. Everything is prepared with such care. The quality of the fish is so good. The dragon roll, the rainbow roll. You've got to get out of your way to go to Little Tokyo in Mount Lebanon. The fact that we can get sushi this good in the Pittsburgh region, we are all that.
Elaine LaBalm is our travel contributor, easy for me to say. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, great to see you, and we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of today's program or would like to visit past segments, you can go to our website, wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.